Yanni's music is an eclectic fusion of ethnic sounds, from Native American chants to African rhythms and Asian harmonies. He frequently uses the Paraguayan harp, Indian tabla, Armenian duduk, and an Australian didgeridoo in the same live show. He can neither read nor write traditional music. Instead, he uses his own brand of musical shorthand, and has apparently served him well. He has sold over 20 million albums since his first release, Optimistique, in 1980. Born Yanni Chrysomalis in the small Greek town of Kalamata in November 1954, he showed an early interest in music that was encouraged by his parents. But his energies ranged widely. As a teenager, he became a champion swimmer. At the age of 18, he decided to immigrate to the United States to study psychology at the University of Minnesota in America's Northern Plains. Years later, he laughs as he remembers how shocked he was, at first by the culture, the cold, and the cuisine.
It took me a long time to get used to put ketchup on my hamburgers because I've never had ketchup when I grew up in Greece. It was quite a shock because I went to Minneapolis, the University of Minnesota, from Kalamata, Greece, never having experienced the temperature below 30 degrees or Fahrenheit, or zero Celsius at the most. And all of a sudden it was 20 below zero. Ice, snow, it was quite a shock. But Minneapolis, Minnesota ended up being an incredible city to grow up in.
It was at the university while earning his bachelor's degree in psychology that Yanni's lifelong interest in music became a consuming passion. Despite his deep fascination with the human mind, Yanni says a career in psychology no longer excited him.
The thing with psychology was is that I was interested in finding out how human beings function more than I was interested in being a psychologist. In the end, I didn't know that when I was a kid. I thought that's what I was going to do for the rest of my life. But when I came close to envisioning myself sitting in an office seeing patients, all of a sudden didn't sound very good to me. So I decided to try music full force right after college. And I was so in love with music that I knew that was what I was going to be doing for the rest of my life.
Following the 1980 release of Optimistique, Yanni's career took off, attracting a small but loyal audience that liked his atmospheric blend of world music and New Age spiritualism. But his records and CDs seldom played on popular music radio stations in the United States or abroad. Yanni's first real international success came in 1994, when he returned to his Greek homeland to record Yanni Live at the Acropolis. Performed in the shadow of the Parthenon in a 2,000-year-old Athens theater, was a gamble. With no major backers in the music industry, Yanni decided to invest his own money in the lavish production, hoping it would boost his artistic profile and open new markets for his music. The gamble appears to have paid off. The Live at the Acropolis concert album has sold over 7 million copies, and the video of the performance is one of the best-selling music videos ever released. In a way, Yanni says he went back to Greece to prove himself in the United States.
That's what made that concert really special for me. I was playing in front of a hometown audience, and my mother and father were there, and a lot of the kids that I grew up with and my relatives that I've been gone for 20 years and hadn't come back to show them what I've been doing. And that made it really special because of the family. They're coming back to Greece for the first time.
Following the release of several more studio albums, Yanni sought to build on the success of his concert in Greece with more self-produced and even more elaborate live performances, first at India's Taj Mahal and then in China's Forbidden City. The concerts became part of the successful 1997 video and album, Tribute. Diani's latest CD, Ethnicity, offers an interesting blend of his hallmark instrumentals and vocal arrangements. The final cut on the album is Yanni's rendition of the traditional Greek folk song, Jiva Eri, which tells the story of children who leave their families to search for a better life. Yanni says his immigration to America and years of world travel have given him a unique perspective on what it means to be human.
The fact that I left Greece when I was 18 and moved to America it automatically helps you open your mind as far as not being absolutist about how life is and how life should be and what's the right way and the wrong way. And coming to America made it even stronger, and then in this country you see every nationality and every religion and every culture, and you become more accepting, or at least you get more exposed to different ideas. All of that opened my mind, and I think it's an attitude that frankly we all need nowadays.
Fans interested in learning more about Yanni and his view of the world have had plenty to chew on this year. In addition to snapping up the new CD, they've been poring over his new autobiography. Published this past February, Yanni in Words premiered at number 14 on the New York Times bestseller list. On one level, the book is about Yanni's rise as an international star, his philosophy, and, of course, his music. But Yanni in Words is also about the life and hopes of a gifted boy named Yanni Chrysomalis, growing up in Greece, spinning his dreams, and coming to America to make them come true. I'm Craig McCullough.